It's Excellent Educators Day on MyFM. I'm joined by Tiffany Vossis, an elementary school teacher at Pineview Public School in Petawawa. So my first question would be, how did you get involved in teaching?
Well, my mom was probably the biggest influence because she was a teacher here in Renfrew County as well. And I used to be able to volunteer in her class once in a while. And then I had a pretty good experience with all of my own teachers. And I did co-op with one that I just loved being in her class. So it convinced me that that's what I wanted to do my whole life.
How did you end up teaching here in Renfrew County and in the Upper Ottawa Valley?
Well, I'm from here originally, and so I went to school at Nipissing in North Bay, and it was kind of a combination of where there was jobs available, but I knew I wanted to live like in a small town again instead of going someplace bigger, so
were you
got me back here.
Pretty happy and excited to be working in the area that you're from.
Absolutely. Yep. I've always loved this area and I kind of never pictured myself living anywhere else. So it's nice to be able to work with families that you run into in the community as well and get to know them that much better.
So what do you get out of teaching and working with young people in the area and at schools?
Well, I get to see smiling kids come in every day instead of walking into an office where I'm looking at papers on a desk that I left there the day before. I get to see kids and you never really know what the day is going to bring. Every day is a little bit different. And it's nice to see them getting so like excited in the smallest things. Like yesterday we were looking under the sink to find out where the water goes when it comes out of the sink and things like that. And they think it's the coolest stuff. And it's stuff that we just kind of take for granted every day.
That is pretty funny. You wouldn't even think about that. And then, no, that's new for me. I've never seen that before. I don't know how this works. So that's pretty funny to hear. Obviously, being a teacher comes with its fair share of challenges. What would you say some of the biggest challenges for you have been?
I would say just never being sure if you're doing enough or doing the right thing. Sometimes if somebody's struggling with something, you know that there's an answer out there and you just feel like it's up to you to try to find the right answer. And if you don't know it, maybe somebody else can help. But I'd say that's the biggest challenge, is just worrying that you're not doing enough.
And I know teachers and schools have been in the spotlight throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. What can you tell me about some of the challenges that you guys faced this year with the pandemic and moving online?
I would say having to get creative and sort of build those creative muscles and to learn really quickly how to teach in a whole new way and to plan in a whole new way. Trying to keep their attention and interest while they're online, keeping it fun and lively, while still like knowing that they're dealing with a whole bunch of stress at home and their parents have to do a lot to help them. So it's been a challenge, but it's been kind of lucky in another way too, because like my own principal has been so supportive and coworkers working together, and my little group of kids happens to be pretty resilient. They don't do a lot of complaining and their families have been really supportive. So those have helped, but definitely learning the technology to do it has been challenging.
I imagine the attention span of somebody in those younger grades is probably all over the place. So how do you keep them interested and, I guess, tuned into the computer learning while they're learning from home?
Well, it kind of presented some new learning for me, like things that they could do. So we did sort of virtual field trips. A lot of places have made things available that weren't available before. So virtual field trips to museums, roller coaster rides at Canada's Wonderland, like that kind of thing, and connecting it to their learning. I hope that helps in some way, but it is, and trying to get them moving, even though that they have to sit in front of the computer, to go outside and do activities outside or things like that, that actually get them sort of away from the screen for a little while too, I would hope would help. But certainly, I mean, they're at home, they have all their toys and stuff there too, their pets, all those things are distracting sometimes.
What would some of the biggest accomplishments or the accomplishments that you are most proud of throughout your teaching career?
Well, I would say this is right up there. Someone giving you my name is probably a pretty big accomplishment for me. It made me feel pretty good. Also, though, I had a chance a little while ago to take a position for the school board that allowed me to work with other teachers and do a lot of learning and bring it back to them. And I was pretty proud of the fact that the school board thought that that was something that I could do and they recognized me for it. So it was a good opportunity. It was out of my comfort zone having to present to adults, but it was a lot of fun.
So my last question for you, for anybody who may be thinking of a similar career, teaching, getting involved in education, working with kids, what advice would you have for them?
I would say do it. It's a great career. You always have to be open to learning new things and changing. And sometimes the best laid plans don't work out the way you want. So you have to scrap them and change it. It's important to try to push yourself out of your comfort zone, do things like radio interviews, things that you were maybe not comfortable with when you were a kid, but it's definitely worthwhile. And if they love to learn and they love to teach others, then it's a great career.